5 Mile Old Fashioned Holiness Church, coming to you by the means of radio over this fine station, C103. Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Bobby Sandlin. What a great privilege it is to come to you again this morning. That's right, every Sunday morning at 11 o'clock right here on C103. Call a friend, tell a neighbor. We're on the air. We'd like to give you directions to our church. Come out and pay us a visit. If you're coming from Mount Orb, you take Route 68, approximately 5 miles, so you come to Route 286, turn left, and the church is on the right-hand side. If you're coming from Fayetteville, you take Route 68, approximately 5 miles, till you come to Route 286, turn right, and the church is on the right-hand side. Our church service nights are Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday. Wednesday and Friday at 7:30, Sunday at 6, and Sunday school at 10:30 a.m. That's right, every Sunday morning, we get into the Word of God and grow in the knowledge of the truth. We want to send this broadcast out this morning to our faithful contributors, the ones that makes this broadcast possible, because without them, we couldn't come to you every Sunday morning at 11 o'clock. So we want to give them recognition, and that is Harold and Louise Brummett, right there in Buford, Ohio. We appreciate them. We pray that this broadcast is a blessing to you, Brother Harold and Sister Louise. We want to send this out also to Anita and Vance Allen from Blanchester, Ohio. We appreciate them and all that they do here at the 5 Mile Holiness Church broadcast. We want to send it out also to Sister Linda Hughes in West Union, faithful contributor, faithful listener. Sister Linda, we pray that you got the literature that you asked for, and we pray that you enjoy this broadcast today. All right, we got a few announcements we want to give before we get into our morning's message, and we want to give out our website. That's right. If you want to know more about the 5 Mile Old Fashioned Holiness Church, I've got some advice. Go to the website. It's a vital resource that you can go to and learn more about our church, and that's www.5milehc.org. Again, www.5milehc.org. You can go to that and click on the home page and find out everything about 5 Mile Holiness Church. Also, We want you to, we got a sermon link you can go to and listen at the radio broadcast 7 days a week. That way if you miss one Sunday, you can go there and listen at it. Amen. And even share it with others. We don't want you all to forget out there about the revival I give out, I think last week. There's going to be a revival. I told Brother Brian that we would give it out for him. Brother Brian Smith, the pastor of the True Faith Holiness Church in South Lebanon, Ohio, is having a revival. And he's starting revival May the 13th and going all the way to May 20th. Now, May 20th is his homecoming. That's right. And Brother Tom Roach from Lebanon, Ohio, will be the main speaker that day. So, again, if you want to go to a revival and hear good old-fashioned preaching and gospel singing, We advise you to go out to South Lebanon, Ohio. That's 251 South Morrow Road, South Lebanon, Ohio. And that's the True Faith Holiness Church, Pastor Brian Smith. Amen. We pray that we got that out real good for him. And we want to say to everyone out there in Radio Land, we appreciate the auction that we just had. It was a great success. And the Lord blessed us greatly. Even though it was raining and it was cold, we still had a great success, had a good crowd. And we raised well over $1,700 to help us towards the building fund. So we appreciate that. And Lord's willing, we're going to be starting construction here inside the church real soon. So we appreciate everybody that was involved in that and everybody that came out and paid us a visit. We want to say a big hello today to one of the families that came out and paid us a visit. And I've already forgot their name, and I apologize, but you know who you are. You're a faithful listener. You've been listening at us every Sunday. And we want to send it out to them, and we appreciate them coming out to the auction, and we'd like to see them in the house of the Lord. That's right. Come out Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday, and pay us a visit. All right, we're going to get into the Word of God this morning, and we pray that we are a blessing to you. And it takes the Lord to preach. It takes the anointing of God. If God be my helper, we want to read from the book of Judges, chapter 16. This is a very familiar scripture, very familiar story. We want to take a segment or two from this chapter and try to preach to you. The Bible said in Judges chapter 16 and verse 19, "And she made him sleep upon her knees, and she called for a man, and she caused him to shave off the 7 locks of his head. And she began to afflict him, and his strength went from him. And she said, 'The Philistines be upon thee, Samson.' And he awoke out of his sleep and said, 'I will go out as I had other times before and shake myself.' And he wist not that the Lord was departed from him." Catch that verse. He said, "I will go out as other times before and I will shake myself." But he wist not that the Lord was departed from him. I want to focus on Genesis. Let's go to Genesis chapter 15 and verse 12, one verse. And the Bible said, "And when the sun was going down, a deep sleep fell upon Abram, and lo, an horror of great darkness fell upon him." Catch that. The Bible said, when he was asleep, the horror of great darkness fell upon him. Genesis 28, one more. The Bible said, "And Jacob awaked out of his sleep and said, 'Surely the Lord was in this place, and I knew it not.'" If the Lord would help me just for a few minutes of time, I want to preach on simply, it's too late to shake. Amen. Simply, it's too late, amen, to shake. Amen. It takes the Lord to preach. Amen. And we ask that the Lord would come by and move in this morning's service. Amen. So pray that the Lord would help me today. I want to preach, it's too late to shake. Amen. Notice this, the Bible said, "And when Samson was allowed to sleep," amen, "when Delilah had him in his lap and she allowed him to sleep," amen, "we find a man that he woke up and he said, 'I'll do this. I'll shake myself as I did before. I'll shake myself, amen, and as the power of God moves up on me, I will defeat the enemy.'" But we find here, amen, that Samson told Delilah all his heart. Amen. We know the story. You Bible readers know how Delilah enticed Samson. She said, "Samson, if you love me, tell me where your strength lies." Amen. Samson and said, take seven ropes, never been used by men, and tie me, and I'll be weak as another man. And we find that when she cried, Samson, the Philistines are upon you, he arose up and broke those ropes as if they were threads. She said, Samson, you lied to me. You said you loved me, Samson. Now tell me the truth. Where does your strength lie? Samson said, take my hair and bind it up in a net and put a pin through my hair and said, I'll become weak as another man. And the Bible said she cried and said, Samson, the Philistines are upon you. And the Bible said he arose and shook himself and slew the Philistines. Now, at this time we find Samson is realizing, amen, that Delilah's after something. Delilah is wanting his power. She's wanting his strength. So she asked him to lie down in her lap. And as she caressed him, amen, we find out that Samson fell asleep. I said, Samson fell asleep. He fell in the sleep in the hands of Delilah. Amen. Praise be to God. I want to preach today. It's too late to shake. Amen. Notice this. The Bible said in Genesis, amen, when Abraham fell asleep, the Bible said a deep sleep fell upon Abraham. And lo, the horror of a great darkness fell upon him. Amen. Nightmares. Amen. Things that he never seen before or dreamed of. Amen. But we find here that Samson, when he woke up out of his sleep, amen, he awoke to a nightmare like never before. Amen. A nightmare that said it is real. A reality. You no longer have your strength. It's gone from you. Amen. You've lost your hair. We find in Genesis 28, as I read earlier, that Jacob, while he was asleep, he seen a vision of angels ascending and descending. But when he awoke out of his sleep, he said, surely God was in this place, and I knew it not. Amen. I thought about in my ministry, I've seen God. I come by in the presence of people, and the anointing of the Holy Ghost had come by and moved on them. Amen. And they just let the Spirit pass them by. Amen. As if they was lulled to sleep. Amen. But praise be to God, they went on. Amen. And life hit them. And reality hit them. And trouble came by. And they said, surely I was in the presence of God. Amen. And I knew it not. My friend, I want to preach to you today concerning the story of Samson. Amen. He was lulled to sleep. He didn't realize what was taking place. Amen. Praise be to God. I looked at this the other day and I thought, my God, Samson, how ignorant can you be? How naive can you be, Samson? Can't you see what Delilah's wanting to do? She's trying to get your power. She's trying to get your strength. She wants to know where it's at, Samson. Amen. We find that Samson, after three times, he laid in her lap and she, amen, caressed him to sleep. Amen. That's just like the enemy of our soul. Amen. The devil come to kill, steal, and to destroy. Amen. He wants you to know today. Amen. Praise be to God. You got plenty of time. You ain't got any worries. Amen. You got any trouble. Amen. You can live your life to the full. Amen. But I read in the book of Job. Amen. Job said, a man is born of a woman for a few days and full of trouble. Brother, you're going to have trouble. You're going to have disappointment in life. Amen. But praise be to God, I've got somebody that I can call on in the midnight hour. I've got somebody that I can pray to. And he'll hear my cry and deliver me out of all my trouble. Listen, Samson, what's going on here? Samson, what are you doing? Amen. We find here in the book of Judges that Samson's daddy, Manoah, said, Samson, don't go into the land of Timnath where the Philistines live. Amen. But Samson said, as a woman I love, amen, I gotta have her dad. But daddy said, I don't feel like it's the Lord's will. Samson, don't go there. How many times in our walking, in our ordinary lives, our mothers and our fathers and our grandparents has warned us, amen, don't go there. Don't take part in that. Amen. But we said, Mama don't know what she's talking about. Daddy don't understand. Grandma and Grandpa's too old. But by and by we find ourselves in an hour of trouble and disappointment. And then we realize, amen, I should have heard Mama. I should have listened to Daddy. Listen, that's what happened to Samson. He didn't hearken to the voice of his father. He went on into the land of the Philistines. And we find that that is where he learned his doom. Amen. If he would have only hearkened, if he would have only listened. Amen. I want to preach to you out there in radio land the reason why the Word of God has come to you today. And the reason why there's things that happens to you. It's God trying to get your attention. It's God trying to talk to you today. God's telling you, come unto me, all ye that are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Amen. The cry is still being made today. God's got his messengers, and they're going out and they're ministering, and the Spirit is a dealing. Amen. And that's why today you say, brother, pastor, why am I in this situation? I tell you why. You decided to go your way. You decided to do your thing. The Bible said there is a way that seemeth right unto man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. I don't want the seem right way, but I want the straight and narrow way that the Lord has already paved, and He's already made a way. Well, I feel like preaching today. Are you hearing me out there? Amen. It's too late to shake. Amen. That's what I feel like preaching today. It's too late to shake. Samson, during his time, he reigned over Israel 20 years. And in his 20 years of reign, he would shake himself, and the power of God would move on him. And we read where Samson, amen, in the tribe of Dan, at the age of a young boy, the Spirit would move upon him. And Samson would do mighty things. We find in the Bible that a bear roared after him. And he grabbed the bear and slew it. And a lion roared after him. And he grabbed the lion and slew it. We find, amen, that he grabbed 300 foxes. And he tied their tails together. And put the foxes on fire. And burnt the corn of the Philistines. Amen, plantation. But listen to me today. No doubt he had strength and he had power. He was anointed by God. He was called by God. But oh, brother, let me tell you something today. Amen. His daddy called him off to the side. Amen. Praise be to God. And we find in Judges chapter 14. Amen. Or 13. The Bible said, "And Samson, my son, now thou shalt not drink no wine, nor strong drink, neither eat any unclean thing. For thy child shall be a Nazarite to God. For from thy womb to the day of his death." Amen. Listen, that was the commandments of God. And he said to his mommy and daddy, "Amen, I'm going to give you a man child. And he's called of God. Amen, I'm going to give him power. But if he's going to keep the power, there can't be any razor to his head. Amen, he can't drink strong drink. He's got to remain a Nazarite what time he lives." Brother, let me tell you today, if you think for any moment, amen, that you can go to God's good heaven without following the word of the Lord and without being here and without listening to the word of God, you got another thing coming. The reason why Samson fell into the snare and the reason why he fell into the hands of the enemy, he failed to listen to the word of God. He failed to listen unto instruction, but he went on his way, and there he is in the lap of Delilah, and he rose up that day like every other day, but he shook himself, and there was no power. Oh, listen at me today. I want to have it on the inside. Amen. On the outside. I want to have it in the good times. I want to have it in the bad. And the only way I'll have God's power and God's Spirit dwelling in my life, I've got to live by the book. I've got to hear the word of the Lord. I'm going to have to sanctify myself holy. I meet for the Master's use. Amen. Hear the word of the Lord. Amen. And obey it. Amen. The Bible said not only be a hearer of the word, but a doer. That's where I'm at today, this morning. To preach to you out there in radio land. It's too late to shake. Are you hearing what I'm saying today? This is a story concerning Samson. He thought he had it all wrapped up. He thought he had the world under control. He thought any time he would shake, he could have power. But brother, I want you to know today, when you play on the other side, and you dibble and dabble in the world, and you take part of Satan's devices and toys, I'm here to tell you you're under his territory. And I'm here to tell you he's come to kill, he come to steal, and he come to destroy. Oh, hallelujah. He's after your soul. We thought in the Word of God, Jesus said there when, amen, praise be to God, when Peter said to the Lord, Lord, I'll go with you even to death. I'll go with you even to prison. Lord, I'll go with you always. But Jesus said, Simon, Simon, the devil desires you that he may sift you as wheat. But he said, I pray to the Father that your faith fail you not. Amen. That's where we're at today. Amen. That's why I feel like preaching today. We've got people that's fallen by the wayside. Amen. We got a church age, amen, that feels like that they can hold on to the world with one hand and hold on to God with the other. But I'm here to tell you this morning, the Bible said sweet water and bitter water, I can't come out of the same fountain. A corrupt tree cannot bring forth good fruit. Neither can a good tree bring forth corrupt fruit. For every tree is known by its fruit. Brother, the Bible said if you yield your members to unrighteous, then you are unrighteous. Don't say today that you're born of God and you're free from sin. Amen. Because you attend the church. Brother, the church today is full of people. The church is on every street corner. Every community, township, and county. Amen. It's not that we don't have enough churches. We don't have enough power. Amen. The reason why we don't have any power today, it's because, amen, we've compromised with sin. We've let down the bars. And the sheep's got out. And the goats got in. You say, preacher, what are you saying? I'm here to tell you, God don't bless sin. If you're sinning your life, you gotta get washed. You gotta get cleaned up. Amen. Praise be to God. You gotta repent of your evil deeds. Jesus said, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways, I will hear from heaven and I will heal their land. You want God to move in your life. You want God to touch your family. You want God to save your children. Let me tell you what to do. Search out the old path and walk therein, and there ye shall find rest for your soul. I'm not preaching to you the old time gospel. I'm preaching to you Jesus Christ and Him crucified. I'm preaching to you salvation, unconditional. I'm preaching to you a blood bought, born again salvation. I'm telling you it's not what I did, it's everything He did. I'm here to tell you today, if you fall down as humbly as you know how and say, God, I'm sorry. The Bible said He's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins. Well, I feel like preaching this morning. Amen. It's too late to shake. Samson rose up after all his turmoil and his testes. He conquered bears. He conquered lions. He conquered. Amen. The Bible said he picked up iron gates. Amen. From the city of the Philistines and carried it 16 miles. Amen. I read a study on that and they said one gate weighed. Amen. Approximately a ton. He picked up 2 tons and carried it 16 miles. Yes, it wasn't just him. It was the power of God in him. Amen. But I'm here to tell you, saints of God, amen, you want to have power to overcome the world. You want to have victory over sin. Let me tell you what to do. Turn your back on the world. Love God more than the world. The Bible said if you love the world, amen, the love of the Father is not in you. Are you hearing this whole time, preacher? You say, Brother Bobby, I got to live here, so I'm going to enjoy it. There's plenty out there for us to enjoy. God's made a beautiful world. But brother, when you take hands with the devil, amen, and you gamble with your soul, brother, the chips are going to fall and you're going to lose. Woo! Are you hearing me preach today? It's too late to shake. Amen. You may say, I've got it. I know what I've got to do. But brother, thinking about it and doing it is two different things. How about it today? Take this appointed time when the Spirit of God came to you. How about take this appointed time and say, Lord, I don't want to be like Samson. I don't want to disobey your word. I don't want to play in the enemy's hands. Lord, at least I awake out of my sleep and realize I lost the blessing. I lost the goods. David said in Psalms 13, he said, Lord, open my eyes. Lest I sleep the sleep of death. Lord, let me see. Don't let me be blinded. Amen. That's why God sends preachers. That's why we have teachers. That's why we have Holy Ghost power to lead us and guide us into all truth. Any man that won't tell you the truth, he don't love you. Amen. The truth will hurt. The truth will cut. The Bible said the Word of God is powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. It'll cut you coming and it'll cut you going. But brother, it cuts us that we may bring forth fruit and that we may bring it more abundantly. He's looking for a church that's made themselves ready. And I feel like telling you in the last minutes of this broadcast, don't wait too late to shake. Don't wait too late to move. Don't wait too late to pray. Amen. I only find 2 times Samson praying. And in the last minute, listen to me, there was 2 times that Samson prayed. One time he prayed, amen, when he was thirsty. Amen. After he killed the lion. And he asked the Lord, Lord, have you got me out here to perish with thirst? And the Lord gave him water out of the hollow, amen, of the lion. Under the jawbone of the ass, he drunk. I'm sorry, the jawbone of an ass, he drunk water. God gave him victory, and he prayed. But the only other time you find Samson praying is when his eyes was plucked out, and the little lad led him to the two poles, the 2 pillars in the arena. And he put one hand on one and one hand on the other. And he cried, and he said, Lord, bless me one more time. Lord, let me feel you one more time. And the Bible said God let him feel the power one more time. And Samson killed more at his death than he did his whole life. Now, brother, I've said that to say this. God's mercy reaches. God's grace is wide and deep and long. But, brother, don't wait too late to pray. Don't wait till your eyes are plucked out. Don't wait till you lost your power and then say, Lord, I'm sorry. Oh, this is Pastor Bobby Sandlin preaching today. It's too late to shake. How about it today? Give your heart to God. Amen. Until we meet again next Sunday. This is Pastor Bobby Sandlin with the 5 Mile Holiness Church. May the Lord richly bless you is my prayer. Jesus, you can.